All right, we're back now with Winthrop High School football coach Sean Driscoll. And, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's going on? Busy time of year?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's I was just talking to Coach Terrio over in Danvers today, and he was saying how he was driving to practice tonight, and it just hit him how, you know, he was just doing this yesterday, and it was 85 degrees or 90 degrees in August, and here we are in Thanksgiving. It's a tremendous amount of work for you guys, but it does go fast in a way, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. It does fly by pretty quickly. And I think around week five or week six, especially when we're struggling a little bit, you start reminding the seniors that pretty soon, you know, this is gonna be over. A lot of years won't put helmets on ever again, you know. And it's not one of those sports where you can pick up and play a basketball or go skate at a rink somewhere or do something like that or play baseball or softball. It's a different game, and I think it makes it special.
You know, I've asked coaches from time to time if they can relate a story or a special incident with a kid who maybe wasn't a great athlete over the years but stuck with the program in one way or another, and maybe didn't even get into a game except at the very end, you know, on a blowout one way or the other. But it was a meaningful experience for the kid, and he, you know, the little light bulb goes on over the head, and you were able to see that. Have you got anybody like that comes to mind, Sean, who's just worked so hard and maybe not a great athlete, but proud to wear that uniform?
Yeah, I had a player a few years back. It's funny you said that. I think it was Saturday. He stopped by practice Saturday morning. And it was great to see him and how he's going and how he's doing now. It's, you know, he's finishing up. He'll be finishing up college this year, and how it's the game made him structure his time a lot better and did a lot of things. And he wasn't a key player for us, but he played a little bit of special teams. He came out for 2 years as a junior senior, and kids like that stick out to me all the time. And we have a couple this year in that same boat, and they've given a great effort at practice. And seeing him Saturday was kind of which makes Thanksgiving a little special. Went through, you know, a lot of the old players come back and, you know, like to chat and end up talking old times, good or bad. But, yeah, we've had a couple of them at our school, that's for sure.
Excellent.
We've had a couple of players in that category.
Well, you're like a surrogate dad to so many of these guys. You're with them so long.
Yeah, I'll tell you, in a small town, it was very noticeable. You talk to some of these other coaches in the bigger school, you don't get the same feeling that happens at those bigger schools. But in a small town where it means a lot, and, you know, you leave here, you leave part of a family, and it's one big entire family in our community.
Sean, what's the difference as you move to the end of the season with the last game coming up against Revere for Thanksgiving? 3-7 going in, and you guys have had some tremendous success over the years. How do you sit down at the end of the season, and what's the mindset that you have as you look back in the season and you start to begin to put things together for the next season?
Well, I'll tell you, looking at the beginning of the season, we got off to a, you know, really slow start. You know, we started off 0-3, lost a heartbreaker early in the year with the in-innings game and overtime, and then we got in a little bit of a spurt there. We got into league play and did pretty well and won a couple of games and ran into a tough loss of team that gave us, you know, a pretty good licking there a little bit. And then to come back and beat Swampscott, yeah, squeeze in the playoffs and get an 8th seed with the way we started the year, I thought was a great thing. Unfortunately for us is we weren't prepared physically with St. Mary's. Just a lot with to do with how we play Gloucester this year. Those physical teams are tough to match up with the group that we have this year. But I will tell you, you know, making that there, unfortunately for us, we really haven't recovered since from that game. And that's something that sticks out. And that's been the big thing, you know, preaching to our kids. It's not how you got on the mat. It's how you got up from the mat, you know. And we struggled the last couple of weeks. And last week we had a lot of younger kids playing against Northeast folk. And it was good to see their effort. A lot of effort didn't go unnoticed. Some of our freshmen and sophomores that were playing. So, again, you know, just preach as a team, stay together, stay as a group, stay as a family, and, you know, ride out the rough times. And we've had our share of rough times this year. And I'm hoping that, you know, we can end with a very positive note on Thanksgiving.
Coach, how do you look at the playoffs? I think the league, in particular, obviously the guys at the top, Beverly, Marblehead, Danvers, you know, all winning in first round. I think it shows that north or south, it's a pretty tough competitive league.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure football has has always been very competitive, but I got to tell you what they're doing, what Jim Rutloff's doing over at Marblehead to me is incredible. He's getting consistency year in and year out, and I think that's, you can see that in the programs with consistency. Beverly the same way, change over and coach, bring a new coach in. You think they might slow down a little bit, but he did a great job. He's always has a history of being a great coach. He was at Hamilton Wenham, and very happy to see the North Shore represented the way it was. And actually, we just talked about this last night. You know, a lot of quality football being played up in on the North Shore this year.
Yeah, we were just we're going to be talking to EJ Perry in a little while over at Andover, and we, you know, Tim just did the Duxbury game, and you got two of the best quarterbacks in Eastern Massachusetts in this region. I got Coach Ciccatelli over here, so it's amazing how competitive this stuff is.
Right, I agree 100%. It's a tribute to the league and the coaches all in the league, because I think North Shore football across the board, Cape Ann and Northeast Conference. So. Coaching throughout there has been great.
You know, the other thing it points to, Sean, is the quality of kids that look to play football on the North Shore in the Cape Ann League and in the Northeastern Conference year after year. That you know, we may not have the overall depth of like a Duxbury, but each team, each community. Produces athletes who have a desire to excel, to work hard, and to go out and represent their community, their team, and their school.
Yes, you know, as I was saying, last night we were talking and how it takes a special kid nowadays to play the game of football, and you come across those rare kids, and the ones that seem to be doing well are the ones that get a bigger core of those kids that are you know, very time-oriented, very into football, into athletics in general. You know, like at Winthrop, we always, you know, pride ourselves on three-sport athletes, and sometimes you have the good classes that have that, and sometimes you don't. And I will say that I am impressed with a lot of kids. If you look at other teams, what their history is, not only in football, but what they do off the field. You read some stories, and you talk to other coaches, and it's, you know, it's definitely, football's a great game, it's a great team game. And I think that also builds great character for young men. And I think you have a lot of people, a lot of kids, a lot of players in the North Shore this year that are like that.
Coach, where's Thanksgiving dinner for the Driscoll family?
Well, we'll be home. We'll be home. Just a small group of us. Very nice home and cozy. And, you know, reflecting on a year that, again, you know, up and down year. But one thing, as I was telling my kids today, if you know anything about me, you know, go get the coffee in the morning at 6:30, you know, 6:45, and you run into a woman whose kids played for me years ago, and one of the things that come out and say, yeah, I bet you can't wait to get rid of these kids this year. And I said, no, that's not the case, because you know anything about us here, myself as a head coach and been part of the program, played in the program, you know anything about winter football with the family, that's not the case, because at the end of the day, I always going to miss the people that have played and gave a great effort for our program, especially the seniors. And again, I think it's gone by too fast, as we said earlier. But I am definitely not one of those guys that can't get ready to move on to the next one. But I will tell you that I wish nothing but the best for our seniors and people that are leaving us this year.
You know, Sean, that's well spoken, and I think Tim and I both agree. When we talk to these young men in particular, but also the young women who are North Shore student athletes, I think we're in good hands. I think the future's in good hands with these kids.
Yes, I do. I think it really stands out, especially with your station promoting them like they do. I think you hear some good things. And I think even now, even more of the press picking up on the good stories about what sports bring to a community and to a school.
Well, Sean, listen, I know we probably won't be talking for a while, but thanks so much, man, for this season, and good luck this week. And we'll check in with you down the road and see what's going on over the winter.
Thanks, guys, and I appreciate everything you do for high school football. I think it's a great thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Happy Thanksgiving.